We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Reishis Hagez, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Yud. This halacha has been based on Chapter 7 in Likutei Moran Tanina, which is a very, very substantial chapter of Likutei Moran that talked about many important topics. Now, Rav Nosson Zal is going to give us some appendixes to the halacha, which are also based on that chapter in Likutei Moran. V'ze bechinas nidui al mi shemezalzel al divrei chachamim. Rav Nosson Zal says, based on what we've been learning till now, we can understand the concept of excommunication. Nidui is when they put somebody in cherem. Another word for nidui is cherem, for showing disrespect and disdain for the words of the rabbis. Ki poiretz geder yishchenu nochosh, because the pasuk says in Koheles, one who breaches the fence, may a snake bite him. Ki kol divrei rabbonon heim bechinas gedorim usyogim, because all the words of our rabbis, the teachings of the rabbis, Torah shebal peh, is all in the category of fences. Fences around the Torah, bechinas mishmeres lemishmeres, a fence around the fence, a protection around the protection, shelo yiskarev zor el hakedusha, so that no stranger who is unwelcome, who is not supposed to come close to the kedusha, should be able to approach the kedusha. These are boundaries, walls to keep out whoever is supposed to be kept out. Ki ikur hulodas Hashem ulahaker gdulosei v'ramimusa yizborach, because the main goal in this world is to recognize Hashem's greatness and to understand Hashem and Hashem's exaltedness. Kama shekosu b'zoyer hakodesh, as the Zoyer hakodesh says, begin the ishtamoidoen lay, that the world was created so that man would be able to realize and recognize the greatness of Hashem. However, it is impossible for a person to achieve that recognition of Hashem without the Torah. The Torah is that realization of Hashem's greatness. Because through the Torah, we are zeichet to learn about Hashem. Ukeshadas nimshach lebnei yodom, and when this awareness of Hashem, when this das is being communicated to people, tzrichin lasos mishmeres, we have to make sure to have a fence around it, shelo yigazor, so that a person who's not worthy, who's not supposed to be included, should not be included. And so that the Sitra Achra should not be able to draw nourishment and strength from the Das. Sitra Achra means the other side. And this is the whole concept behind the different fences and boundaries that we find in the words of the rabbis, in the Torah Shebal Peh, in the Gemara, in the Shulchan Aruch. Shaydeze nishmar hadas shelo yiskarev zor. This protects the das so that those who shouldn't come close won't. By having these laws in place and all of these rules and regulations and prerequisites and everything, those people who shouldn't come in, they see that and that keeps them out. V'alkein kol divrei chachomim heim bechinas chaluka d'rabonon. And this is why all of the words of the rabbis, the Torah Shebal Peh, the halacha, is referred to in the Gemara, and especially in Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Chassidus, as the garment of the rabbis. Ki heim bechinas levushin, because the teachings of the rabbis are garments which encase the Torah. Besoid hachashmal, they're referred to in Sifrei Kabbalah as chashmal, which is another name for these garments. Sheshoimer es hamoichin v'ho emuna hagdoisho shelo yikrav zor. They protect the seichel, the knowledge of Torah, and the faith in Hashem, so that those who should not be included in that can be kept out.
And
this light of Chashmal comes from the Makifin that we discussed earlier. Makifin is that knowledge that a person has not yet attained. Which we draw upon ourselves through silence. Shehu tachlis hamakifin hu elyonim. This concept of silence refers to the highest level makifin sheyevsher lahasigam, which we cannot understand. Shehim b'china shtika, and therefore they're in the category of silence, meaning that the teachers are not allowed to be teaching that. Even those teachers who have that knowledge have to be silent about it. Bechinas, as the Gemara says, shtoik kach ola b'machshova. When Moshe Rabbeinu asked a certain question which Hashem didn't want to answer, Hashem said to him, be silent. This was the original thought in creation. U'mishom nimshochim kol hamakifin. And it's from this silence, from this highest level makifin, that all the other makifin come from. U'mishom nimshochim kol halavushin. And from there emanates, comes forth all the garments. Shein b'chinas chashmal, sheshoymer esodom. The garments which protect a person. Hainu es hamoichin. Protect what of the person? Protect the sechel, the das of the person. Sheheim ikar ha'odom, which is the essence of the person. That's the real person, the soul, the sechel. Shiloyian yenikol ha'sidrachra mehem, so that the sidrachra should not be able to draw from the moichin, from the sechel. Ki chashmal hu itim choshois itim memalalois. The Gemara gives us several definitions of this term chashmal. One of the definitions is chash and mal. Chash means silent, mal means to speak, referring to certain angels, which at times they're silent, at times they're speaking. Ki yesh makifin shetzrichin lahamshicham. Because there are makifin that a person is supposed to try to attain, to achieve. Shehim bebechinas dibur. Those makifin are in the category of speech. Ki medabrim umegalanoisam. Because people speak about those makifin and they reveal those makifin. These are the makifin that are being taught. We're referring to the knowledge that can be taught, that a rabbi is allowed to teach his students. V'yesh shehem bebechinas chash. And there are other makifin that are in the category of chash, bechinas shtika, silence. V'chol ze nasa lidei hachachomim tzadiki ador. And this whole process of realizing these makifin and knowing which ones are the ones that you're allowed to teach, and which ones are the ones you're not allowed to teach, all of this is done through the leading tzaddikim and chachamim of the generation. Shemeirin hadas bebonim v'talmidim. They are the ones who communicate the das that they have into their children and students. Sheheim zoichin l'hamakifin anal. These greatest of tzaddikim are zoicha, they achieve these makifin. Umehem nimshochen kol halavushanal. And they are the ones who give us these garments, these makifin. So now, here we spoke so far about guarding the moichin and guarding the emuna. The moichin are usually associated with the brain, the upper part of the person's body. Now, Rav Nosson Zal says, ubeyoyser tzrichen lishmor es haraglin. We have to be especially careful to guard the feet, the legs, the lower part of the feet. Kishom nechozen haklipois yoiser. Because that's the place where the klipois want to attach themselves to the most. It's the lowest. It's on bottom. It's the thing closest to the klipois. And therefore, that's where they try to attach themselves. Vialkein, and thereby topple the entire structure. Just like a person tackling a quarterback. By grabbing, by getting his feet, you can bring down the whole body of the person. V'al kein srichen lishmor es haraglin moed shalayim ku yosem idai chasashon. And this is why a Jew has to guard his feet very, very much, so that the klipos should not be able to draw from them more than a certain minimum that they need to exist. Ki kol ho'avoinos chas v'shalom nimshochim al yidei zeh. Because all sins are a result of this, the result of the klipos attaching themselves to the bottom of the feet of the person. Bibechinas, as the pasuk says, avoin akevai yisubeni. The sin of the heel of my foot surrounds me. V'zebechinas min olim. This is the whole concept of shoes, wearing shoes. Shehem shmira lo haraglim. They serve as a protection for the feet. Shetzrichen lizor behemoit. And a Jew has to be very, very careful about shoes, to make sure to have shoes and good shoes. K'mayshom Rabbi Senuzal, as the Gemara says, lo ilam yimkoy rodom kol ma sheyesh loy v'yikach min olayim l'raglov. That a Jew should be willing to sell everything he has in order to acquire shoes for his feet. Because again, the feet need protection desperately from the sitrachra, from the klipos. And the shoes are an example of a protection. Ki haminolim, ki haminolayim, nimshochim gam ken mimakifin anal, mechashmal anal. Now Rav Nosson Zal tells us something very deep. The shoes are worn on bottom of the feet. They're related to the lower part of the feet, which is the malchus, the shechina, the lowest, the bottom. We spoke about chashmal. We spoke earlier about chashmal and makifin. That's in the head. That's actually even not even in the head. It's a halo around the head. It's sort of above the head even. And now Rav Nosson Zal makes a statement where he says that the shoes draw their light from the makifin, from the mechashmal. Ki lemato beraglin nase levush haminolayim mibchinas chashmal anal. Kimavur biksovim. Because the Arizal explains, this high level light of Hashem, as it's coming down, when it comes down to the level of the head, it's in the form of makifin, moichin, etc. As that light travels down, that same light of the makifin and everything, when it travels down to the bottom of the feet, it manifests itself in the form of shoes. And this is why I believe it says, Kitfilin kach min olayim. Rav Nosson Zal quotes that many times in Evan Hoezer, that like the tefillin, so too the shoes. The tefillin are made from leather, and the standard shoes are made from leather also, showing a deep connection between the two. The tefillin are this makifin. They encircle the head. They represent that das, that high-level makifin that we're trying to absorb. And again, the shoes are the makifin down below that protect the feet. V'zehu na'al loshen ne'ilo usegira. And this is why the word na'al means shoe, because the word linol means to close in. Like ne'ila, the closing prayer of Yom Kippur. K'may shekosov, as the pasuk says, v'sogar v'no'al. He will close and lock up. Hainu b'chinas shtika. This corresponds to that silence where you close your mouth. Shehu nimshach m'b'chinas shtiko el yoyna, which comes from the highest level silence. U'mishom nishtal shelamata. And from that highest level of silence that's in the upper makifin, where over there, there's no talk, over there you can't talk. Like when you're in the innermost chamber of the king, there it's not a place to talk, it's a place to be silent. So too, that's this shtika, this highest level shtika, from which exactly, which spirals down, v'zoyche l'minolayim dikdusha. And when it reaches all the way down to the lowest place, to the bottom of the feet, it manifests itself in these shoes, which close in the foot. Bechinas, as the pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Mayofu fo'omayich bana olim. How beautiful are the shoes on your feet. Referring to this makifin, this high-level light. כי כמוי שלמעלה, זה החוכם שמגל ההדס, ומכנס המקיפן לתלמיד ובונו ולכל איך לפי מרגוסוי. Because just like upstairs, above, the chochem who's revealing this das and trends and communicating these makifin to his students and to his children, to each and every one on their level. Vohu nizhar bedvorov lasoy siyog ledvorov, and this chochem is very careful when he speaks to make sure to put a fence around his words, not to say more than he's supposed to. Veshoyseik b'mokum shetzrichin lishtag, he's silent where the right thing is to be silent. Shezehu ikar hatikun, this is the main tikun, shelo yetzei chutz l'gvulei chas v'shal, that the light should not go out of its boundaries, shubachinas ribui or chas v'shal, which is the concept of too much light, shemishom sitra demoisa chas v'shal, that causes death, that causes the sitra achra, that gives power to the sitra achra. That's the rabbi, the tzaddik who's transmitting these makifin, has to be aware of all of this. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, similarly, the son or the student who is receiving these makifin, and the main reason why a person is studying Torah and receiving these mechen from his rabbi, from the tzaddik, is to be able to share it with other people, to be able to communicate it to other people, lilmoid, to study, ulalamed, and to teach. Avot zorech li zoher bidvorov moid. However, the student also has to be very careful with his words. V'lishtoik b'mokum shetzrichen lishtoik, and to be quiet when you're supposed to be quiet. Shelayir hoylech rochil, Megalosoid, he shouldn't chas v'shalom fall into the category of a person who reveals secrets that are not supposed to be revealed. Shelo yigala hadas bo esu b'mokom shein tzricha megalos. He should not reveal this das that he received from his rabbi in a place or at a time that's inappropriate, when it shouldn't be revealed. So kidei shelo yinku achitzonim, that the klipos shouldn't be able. When you do that, when you make that mistake, you reveal too much, or you're revealing at a time that you're not supposed to reveal, that gives tremendous strength to the klipos. Kidei shliyinku achitzenu chas shom yizadas, that the klipos should not be able to draw energy from this das. V'zeh b'chinas min olem. This is the concept of the shoes, shenim shochem b'chinas shtika, which draw from the tefillin, from the moichin, from the makifin, from the place of silence. Shehu shmira lemadrega tachtoina. The shoes are a protection for the lower level, for the student, who's the bottom of the feet. Lebechinas raglin, for the feet. Sheshom oirvim hachitzoinim linoi chashom. That's where the klipois lie in ambush, and because they want to draw energy and strength from there. As the Gemara says in Brachas, Hani Birki Derabonon Deshilhi Minayhu. The knees of the rabbis, which knock together, comes from them, from the klipos. When rabbis are sitting at a shir and they feel their feet knocking together, that shows that there are klipos present there that are trying to draw, and they try to draw from the feet. Utzrichim leshomra me'oid mehem. And we have to guard and protect the legs in a very serious way from the sitra achra, from the klipos. V'zeh b'chinas ha-menolim she'em segrim v'noel mezharegel b'fneihem shelo yinku chas v'shalom. This is the concept of the shoes, which close in and protect the foot, locking it so that the klipos should not be able to draw from the feet in an improper way. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain all kinds of situations in Judaism in the calendar where we do wear shoes, we don't wear shoes, and how it ties into what we're learning here.